no tax.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, and welcome to America Tonight. From the left coast to the right coast, to all those nooks and crannies in between and beyond our borders. Big shout out to our friends in Australia. Godspeed, man. I hope you have a lot of boats because it's sad what's happened there with the flooding, and we certainly feel for them. A lot of Americans are giving money and trying to give whatever aid they can to the folks down under. Hi to Christina and the rest of the gang over in Sweden, and also John and the boys in New Zealand. In New Zealand. How many people even, I'm not making fun of you guys, but how many people even live in New Zealand? The big water cooler buzz inside the United States and outside is still what happened over the weekend in Tucson, Arizona. The fact that a congresswoman was gunned down and a federal judge was killed. So was a 9-year-old girl who was only there because she wanted to meet the congresswoman and was interested in politics. Just was at the wrong place at the wrong time on a Saturday at a local grocery store in Tucson, Arizona. Jared Lee Lautner in prison now and sits there waiting until the 24th. There is a chance, perhaps, on all the counts, that he would get life in prison or the death penalty. A lot of people don't think he should get the death penalty for what he did. I disagree. And, of course, with the federal judge being killed and with the near assassination of the congresswoman, he, like I said, that is a possibility. And I think they will go for the death penalty. The question becomes, yay or nay, I mean, should that happen? Do you think he should just spend his time in prison until he dies? Or should he be offed? It comes down to that. And I know people have very, very serious misgivings about the death penalty, but I don't. I think when you know, when you have the hardcore evidence and it is truly just and it is an eye for an eye, a tooth for tooth, then I think by all means you go for the death penalty. When something is so heinous and incomprehensible and you have that evidence there. Now, of course, in this case, I would think because of his mental state, which we truly know he was unbalanced, he has to be. If you look at the actions, what do you think his lawyer is going to go for? What do you think is going to happen with this lawyer who is famous for defending the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, and also Zacharias Moussaoui, who was tied to 9/11. I'm thinking insanity. I'm thinking that's probably what's going to happen. But the debate that is raging far and wide has to do not so much with what's going to happen to him, how's he going to be punished, but ultimately, what is going to happen in this country to freedom of speech, if anything, because there's a lot of noise about that. If anything, will there be a bill, a law voted on to police what is said over the airwaves, both in radio and television? Because you'd have to include television. There are television talk shows, for goodness sake, Fox, MSNBC, ABC, I mean, all the way down the line. I don't think it would pass. I think there'll be a lot of grandstanding, and I guarantee things will be proposed, but I don't think any of them have a prayer of passing, and I hope not. And the fairness doctrine should not happen. Because here's the deal. If you have the ideology, because everybody's all about labels, right? Everybody wants to claim a label. So if you want to claim a label, which we're famous for doing in this country, well, if you're left, if you're right, you got choices. Because there are plenty of programs that would cater, let's say, to the left, and plenty of programs that cater to the right. I can list them all for you. So there is a balance if you seek it. Not as much in radio, But there are progressive shows, so that's not completely true either. There are some network shows that would be labeled progressive, a.k.a. left or liberal, whatever, that are out there. Air America bombed, but that was poor choices, I think, in some cases of who they threw on the airwaves. And the fact that was angry radio. In whatever I tuned in, that was like, holy cow. Ooh, that was angry radio. But that was about backing. Because what people forget, if you want to just talk about freedom of speech when it comes to media, what is ultimately, is media free? Is media free? And the answer to that is not really. The reason it's not free is because, especially with the big corporations, in many cases controlling a lot of media outlets, their sole purpose ultimately, no matter what they say, when they get awards, humanitarian awards, or for whatever conversation they'll have with the New York Times or the Los Angeles Times or whoever, the bottom line is it's a business. It's about the bottom line. It's about the money. So the people that are on are being watched, are getting ratings, are selling the soap in radio and TV. For the most part, there are certainly exceptions to that. But that's the way it works, period, end of story. Would Rush Limbaugh has a huge audience, whether people hate his guts and cannot stand to listen to him and think he's a gas bag full of hot air, or they love him. They love everything about Rush Limbaugh. They love every phrase that he's coined. They've read every single book. Rush Limbaugh gets it. He gets it because he knows it's about selling the soap. I heard him say it at a talkers convention full of people who do talk radio. It is about ultimately making a profit. He would not be where he is if he was not successful in some sense, if he hadn't struck a chord, if people weren't listening, and if advertisers weren't willing to pony up the money to support the program, or affiliates weren't willing to pay the freight for Rush Limbaugh. That's the deal. And to suggest that the motives of Jared Lee Loughner, this 22-year-old kid, were politically motivated. Think of political assassins in the past. You think this kid was capable of that kind of thought? Do you think it had anything to do with, at all, with what would be considered the mainstream political debate that's happening? Oh, no. If you think that, these people who think that, they're giving this kid way too much credit, because that's not what the evidence shows. Quickly here at the top, and coming up in our next segment, we're going to let you hear what the Attorney General Eric Holder has to say about Loughner, speaking of punishment. But the doctors say that Congresswoman Giffords, her survival odds are now 101%. I mean, that's really good news in this tragedy. They're saying 101%. She's moving both arms. She's breathing on her own. And remember, she was shot at point blank range right through her brain. And it's going to be a long recovery, I'm sure. But they say she's holding her own. So bravo. Hang around. Hang with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo.
When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, but I said no, no, no.
Yeah, no, no, no. Please don't throw out that you think that the political debate, the vitriol, has to do with what happened in Tucson, because I sincerely beg to disagree with any of you who think that. But I invite everyone to call, and this show is about points of view. So 800-259-5791. I'm going to throw this in quickly before we go to what Holder said and then take some calls. Nearly 6 in 10 Americans think that the country's heated political rhetoric isn't to blame for the Tucson shooting rampage that left 6 dead and others critically wounded. Well, Congresswoman Giffords was critically wounded, and now she's doing a lot better. I just gave you an update on her condition. So a lot of the focus has been put on the tone of politics around the country and in Washington, especially after the midterm election, which was contentious, but people were upset over the health care debate. We saw that at the town hall meetings when a lot of questions in some cases weren't answered. I think that was part of the downfall of Arlen Specter. Certainly it was. And then he jumped again to the other side. Okay, I'm Republican, I'm Democrat, I'm trying to get elected, and it didn't work out for him. So the CBS poll is right on, I believe. Of the 57% of the respondents, they say the harsh political tone had nothing to do with it. Now, 32% felt that it did. Still overall, 57%. I agree. You might disagree on that one. All right, here's what Attorney General Eric Holder had to say about the Justice Department, what they're going to do, what a brutal act it was, and how vigilant they're going to be on this Loeffner case. Listen.
As we pray for those who have been killed and injured, including Congresswoman Giffords and the many families devastated by this tragedy, let us also recommit ourselves to the work of this great department and to our professional and personal efforts to carry forward Dr. King's dream. This senseless and shameful act of violence serves as an unfortunate reminder that more than 40 years since Dr. King's own tragic and untimely death, our world has yet to run its course of cruelty. Without question, threats against public officials, whatever form they take, continue to be cause for concern and vigilance. But I do not believe that these threats are as strong as the forces working for tolerance and for peace. In times like these, times of inexplicable loss and unprecedented challenge, the importance of the Justice Department's mission and the power of Dr. King's example are brought into stark focus.
All right, so here, you know, the key is nail him to the wall, brother. Mr. Holder, that's what we want to see you do. Tie it all up in a neat little box and put him away. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hi, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Fabulous. What's on your agenda?
What the hell is this Baptist church? I'm not going to mention its name because that's what they're looking for. What the hell? Now I'm hearing two reasons why they want to demonstrate. I'm hearing because, certain churches are allowing same-sex marriages, and I'm hearing because of Dallas Green's granddaughter was Catholic. I'm hearing two reasons why they want to demonstrate. You know,
it can't be the thing that she's Catholic. That's ridiculous.
I heard it on CNN.
You're kidding.
I kid.
Well, that's just plain stupid and ignorant. So
yeah.
That's all I would say about that. If that's the case.
Yeah, and what are they trying to prove? They want to get free airtime? I mean, someone in their church probably has money. Why don't they just buy a block of time on TV and promote their hatred, shall I call it, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. There's no place for that in this tragedy.
Right, you know, and I'm also looking at his alleged gunman, because he hasn't been convicted yet. That's why I'm saying alleged, with open respect. I'm looking at his picture. I'm going like, this guy is definitely Looney Tunes.
Well, you're talking about, and you can go to my website and see it, but it's all over the place for people listening.
Right.
Loeffner's got his head shaved, and he's got a weird smirk on his face. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, hopefully this is a wake-up call for some states, even here in some provinces they're talking about, trying to make their gun laws a little more stricter, but at the same time, you're going to have the NRA probably saying, if I'm not correct, it's your Second Amendment that says you're allowed to bear arms?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't. So, I mean, if the NRA has half a brain and they must, why don't they just sit down with each different state legislature and say, okay, let's come to some kind of agreement so this doesn't happen again. But unfortunately, you're going to have some guy who's going to put on such a snow job. He could be the nicest guy in the world, and someone could make him snap, him or her, and he could pull another one, pull another one of these. You know what I'm saying?
No, there's no 100% safeguard for it. Or
right.
Think of all the people that have been assassinated, the politicians or near assassinations like Ronald Reagan. And there's your answer. You cannot guarantee. You can only take certain safeguards. And
right.
I think when a politician is out in public, they got to have at least a cop around them. Somebody has to have eyes around them in case there is some nut that decides, for whatever reason, that they're just unbalanced and they want to get their 15 minutes of fame. Who knows?
Yeah, and now I'm watching like some congressmen. Well, they said, well, I don't want police protection, if it's federalism under the Secret Service. I mean, they don't want any kind of protection, and I'm thinking, excuse me, it happened to one of your colleagues. It just as well happened to you,
Yeah, good point, Sam. Thanks for the call. We got to fly. We got a backup here. We're kind of like on the runway, and a few jets are parked out there, including Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan. Dan, are you sleeping again, or you have your headset on?
Madam President.
Yes.
Or should I say Mistress of the Night?
Oh, I like that. Someone used to call me that, yeah.
I bet. Okay, a couple of three things real quick. One, I'd like to give kudos to Mark and to Izzy and all the callers out there. You've got a great crew that keep calling in. They're great people, and I really enjoy a lot of their comments. And two, for all the people that's in favor of life for these miscreants, I suggest that we do a nationwide referendum and allow them to put their money where their mouth is so they can support these people with their money. And those of us that like to have them put in the ground real quick, do a three strikes and you're out routine. You got three appeals. If you don't make it on the third time, adios, partner. And, you know, do a little quick routine. Okay, third thing, a little levity for you. These two gold miners got trapped by a snowstorm up in Alaska. So this canny Scotsman said to his great big German partner, laddie, he says, I think we should do this. We'll put the meat between us and pull the hardest, and the one that gets the meat walks out and lives, and the other has to depend on his wits. He says, you agree? He says, I agree. So the big German took a hold of it with his teeth, and the Scotsman took a hold of it with his teeth, and the Scotsman said, are you ready? And the big German said, yeah.
You crack me up.
Why?
Dan in Texas.
Why? Why?
Because you're funny. I like some of your jokes. I'm going to have to see. We'll have to kind of weigh this with the people back at the mothership to see. If you hear crickets or if you hear applause, you know, then it depends. Crickets usually mean you kind of bombed a little bit. Applause means you did okay. So we're going to have to weigh in on some of these.
If I hear applause, I know they've got a wit. If I hear crickets, I know they're dullards.
There you go, dullards. Thanks, Dan. You're hilarious. Thanks. I haven't heard that word in a long time. Dullards. They're dullards. Everybody knows what that means, right? Coming up on the flip side, okay, we're going to talk more, obviously, about the situation in Arizona. Believe it or not, there are actually some other things happening in the world, too, and we're going to get to that. And at the tail end of the show, yes, we are going to lighten the load with some frivolous stuff here on America Tonight. Not all frivolous. I mean, things that will make you laugh. Maybe laugh more than Dan's joke. That joke fell a little short for him. He's had some really good ones, though, that I've stolen and actually used in some cases. Yeah. All right, hang with us. We're bracing. We're bracing for snow if you're in the Northeast. Oh, my. New York City. Can they dig out this time around? That is the question, my friends.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
That's it in a nutshell. Jared Lee Loeffner, just bad to the bone, so to speak. And now the classmates and other people are talking about what he was like. And he was living with his parents, kind of leaping from job to job, which was no crime in leaping from job to job, but was discontent, was one of those guys that didn't fit in, obviously. It didn't work well with other people. Coworkers complained about him. And he ultimately was physically removed from the community college that he was going to, where he was taking a class. And now it's turned into all kinds of crazy things. You know what's interesting? This has happened now. Congresswoman Giffords is moving her arms and legs, and doctors are excited, saying they're being cautious because they know. I mean, you're talking about somebody who just was shot in the brain and went through traumatic surgery, but saying that it's a really, really incredible sign, and they feel pretty sure there's 101% chance of recovery, but it's going to take a while for that recovery. Do you know what's happened as a result of this Arizona shooting? pistol sales have surged, apparently, because of, partially probably because of that. A couple of Arizona gun shop owners say that there's been a stampede of new customers since the Tucson shopping center massacre, thanks to Jared Lee Loeffner. And that's not necessarily a surprise to me. When something happens and people are sitting on the fence and debating, ugh, do I need protection? Should I go to the shooting range? Should I learn to do this? So, there, of course, there's a national debate again, and there always is. It's in the background. Sometimes it gets loud, and sometimes it kind of is a small roar. But there's always, 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 that's why the NRA is so powerful, because they're trying to guard the safeguards of the right of the Second Amendment, and there are plenty of other people who say, whoa, you know, this is not good. Look at the folks at the Brady Law Center. This is not good what's happening with handguns. I mean, you can find, so to speak, pardon the pun, ammunition on both sides of this. So the national debate over state and federal gun laws has been stirred up because of this shooting, and certainly it's fanned the flames of fear for those who have decided that, yeah, maybe I need some protection. Maybe if I were in that situation, I know how to use this thing. I go out and I start to carry because you could do that in Arizona. Then I feel like I can defend my family or for whatever reasons. But the guns are flying off the shelves, And especially what's being said in Arizona anyway, the semi-automatic pistols that, you know, who are they popular with? Cops, yes. Gangsters, right? People who are shooters who go out for sport, they like semi-automatics. Because you're talking the expenses, I want to say in the neighborhood of $500, right? Depending. Of course, there's always the used gun, but somewhere in that ballpark. And they're selling guns. They're selling them and the ammunition. I checked in some places in Texas, not too far from where I live, with the folks at Walmart, and they've had a problem with the ammunition anyway, but they're saying that, yeah, the ammunition is flying off the shelves, except for the cheap crap, the Chinese ammunition that gets jammed up in your gun. You can find plenty of that. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
You know what I see about guys who like Abac clips, et cetera?
Mm-hmm.
Pussies. You want to know why? Don't you remember the deer hunter? One shot. Gotta make one shot count. That makes you a shooter. You know what I'm saying? And somebody sits there and blasts away with a whole bunch of bullets.
I know.
What kind of skill is that? You know? So...
No,
anyway,
you know what's too bad, too? I mean, thank God this congresswoman now looks like she's going to be okay. I mean, they're cautious about it, but it's looking like she's going to be okay. What kind of, I don't care, even 22 years old, what kind of 22-year-old turns around and shoots a 9-year-old? And who does that?
Well, that's what I said. You got to pee. You know, I don't care where it's at. It's one of the reasons why we have a lot of problems right now with our vets coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, because children were involved, you know, and it's you're not a normal sane person to shoot to even hit a child, let alone shoot one, you know. And,
right,
and
I agree.
So, a lot of these vets come back, and they, unfortunately, children and women have gotten involved, and they've watched these cowards that fight us over there hide behind them and blow them up, and it's not something you want to see in your life, you know. I mean, and as for the guns, Kate, you know, England doesn't permit gun ownership, but yet, not on a wide scale, but yet they still have armed robberies. You know, they still have, you know, violence with guns, not as much as we do here, but of course we've got six times as many people in this country. But the point being is that, you know, we've always said this. You know, guns don't kill people, kill people, you know.
That's right.
And this guy would have found a way to get a gun. This was premeditated. That's why I'm pretty sure that he'll get the death penalty, and I just hope it's even even he's put to death faster than Timothy McVeigh was. It was actually, I thought it was a pretty quick job, you know, justice. But, and it's just sad because, you know, like you said, but at the same time, we pointed this out last night that, you can't, you blame him for the whole incident, but they didn't have any security at all, Keith, from what it sounds like. And, we talked about that last night, and, that has to be, I don't care any of these congressmen are acting tough or whatever. If there's going to be some kind of, in order to hold a rally or anything, you have to have a permit from most cities, or you can't do it. And when they do get those permits, typically there's, deputies and policemen around that are, just to make sure it doesn't get out of hand, and this seems like an innocent little gathering at the supermarket. But, she is a politician, and there should have been some, there's people that don't, like this idiot who have a disagreement. It's, it's one thing for us to argue politics, Kate, on the radio and talk about it all the time and for people to talk about it with their friends. But, boy, when you're talking about using, violence to get your point across or whatever, there's something wrong there.
There is something wrong there. There is definitely lots of places for debate. Like you said, talk radio, wherever. That's the great thing about this country and the availability of being able to do that. I mean, you can call shows all over the clock at all different times and vent and let your point of view be heard. But there's a way to do that. So this had nothing to do with politics, though. I mean, he was not a balanced guy and is it that he wanted to get his 15 minutes of fame, too? Who knows? Because that's the other part of this. But I think it has very little to do with right wing, left wing. He's this, he's that. And I don't think so at all.
Yeah. Hey, two last things to take care of. First of all, I've got a three-word statement, and I need you to fill in the fourth word. Are you ready?
Okay.
Philadelphia Eagles are...
going to be okay and win the Super Bowl next year. You're nasty.
They're sorry. Come on. I tried to tell you this. I'm trying to help you understand. You got your Phillies. You got your Flyers. It's not a loser city. Philly's a great city. I've met some really good people from there, but I just don't know what it is with the Eagles. It's been going on, Kate, since I've been watching football since the early mid-70s. And I just like, this team's just a loser. I don't know why. There's no way they should have lost that game on Sunday.
They shouldn't have. I agree with you. They had so many chances to get it back and to win it. You're right. And then there it is at the tail end of the game, interception. It was just poetic justice for how lame they played when they had opportunities.
Last thing, my friend I told you about, the attorney, he was sick, and he passed away Saturday night.
I'm sorry about that.
A long life. I'm 92 years old, but Kate, I hope over the next week and funeral's in a couple weeks. I got to fly out to the Bay Area for it. I got to tell you a couple of his life stories that are just. I mean, this man did not live a dull life. It's a great life, and I'm just he was pretty content towards the end. He was pretty happy with what he I think he was ready to join his wife in the next life, and I'd like to share a couple things about it. Last thing real quick, because one of the things I want to get to hopefully tomorrow or the next night is I heard this comment earlier this week. The federal government, and we've talked about retirement and all that stuff, is now paying out $2 trillion a year in entitlements. And they only take in $2.3 trillion, Kate.
Yeah, so how do you figure that out?
Yeah, well, I'm sure that also includes Social Security, so... but that's an issue, and that will lead to Sam Holmes, my friend who passed away. He didn't believe in retirement. He was in a courtroom as an attorney back in June at 92 years old.
Wow.
That'll be something we can talk about later, hopefully. But anyway, we're up against the clock. We're going to let you go. Hey, by the way, you've been saying fly and airplanes on the... On the landing gear, ready to come on. Are you going somewhere soon or something?
I am. We're going to Washington in a couple of weeks. At the end of the month, we're going to Washington for a couple of days, and guess what the topic is? Healthcare. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, Don. Sorry about your friend, but it sounds like he was an interesting man. You're going to have to share some of those stories on one of our next couple of shows. Stay with us. We're lightening the load next.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Speaking of abracadabra, I bet Jared Lee Loughner's family wishes they could wave a magic wand and make this all go away. Now they're part of the stakeout. Their house is being staked out. They released a statement today, and they said they don't know why the massacre occurred. They said they were sorry. They didn't know that they're trying to, I think, hold themselves up and figure out the best way to handle it, because they're as stunned as anyone else. And specifically, the brief statement, the emphasis was on the fact that they are very, very sorry for the loss felt by the victims' families. I mean, what are they going to say? There's not much they can say other than that, and they're not shedding very much light on what could have possibly triggered that. They know that there aren't any words that can possibly express how they feel, and they don't understand why it happened. They also said it might not make any difference, but we wish we could change the heinous events of Saturday. We care very deeply about the victims and their families. We are so very sorry for their loss. And then just said thank you to the Loeffner family. So what happened was Randy Loeffner, who's the father of Jared Lee, asked a neighbor to tell reporters who have been just camped outside on a stakeout outside of their Tucson house that he would eventually come out and talk, but he can't talk right now because he can't stop crying. He can't utter a few words without crying, that they had no idea, and they're probably watching and listening to everything, and they say they are completely stunned themselves by what has happened here. What's happened as far as the victims are concerned, enough can't be said for that. Christina Green was a Catholic girl, so there was on Tuesday night, there was a memorial mass for all six, by the way, who were killed. It was held at the church where she had her first communion a year ago. You know, what you typically would see is the choir sang Amazing Grace, and supposedly there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Of course there wasn't. And they're going to have a funeral on Thursday. They've got services for the federal judge who was killed, John Roll. Remember, there was altogether six people. And the president is going to Tucson. He'll be there on Wednesday to talk to the people in the Tucson area about what's happened. And, of course, the governor is in Tucson and is focusing on the victims, talking about stories that she heard about the victims and that kind of stuff. And I think that's good, because some of the focus has to be shifted there. Is, whoa, here's who these people were. This is a tragedy. Let's remember that X, Y, Z happened. Here's what so-and-so did. Here's why 9-year-old Christina Green was at that supermarket in the first place. So the Obamas will go to the Wednesday memorial service. They're going to talk to the victims' families at the University of Arizona in Tucson. And Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, I guess, is also going to be there. And the Arizona State Legislature in Phoenix, by the way, just as an add-on here since we're cleaning this up, passed legislation that bars protesters at funerals from getting within 300 feet of the services. And part of the reason, it was in direct response to something that Sam brought up, the thing that happened at Christina's, the announcement that they're going to picket her funeral. The Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas has decided, you know, and they've done this before, where they stage protests at funerals of people who died of AIDS or gay people, soldiers, even Coretta Scott King. They did a protest outside of her funeral, and they decided that they were going to protest outside of her funeral, which is sickening and disgusting, and I cannot imagine how many people are members of this Baptist Church of Topeka. But talk about having your head examined. These people ought to have their head examined. It's ridiculous. So good for Arizona that they threw that in there so they don't have to have that happen. Can you imagine, with your shock and your grief, you're trying to just bury your 9-year-old daughter and you have that crap going on across from the church? Unreal. Unreal. All right, let's move along. We're going to, as I said, lighten the load here in a second. But first, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Okay. Yeah, the reason the Eagles got beat was because the Bears beat up on them.
Was because of Andy Reid. He's dumb. I can't stand to watch his play calling one more day. But you know what? He's won enough that he's forever gets a pass, and he's going to be the coach of the Eagles until they completely fall apart. I don't understand this play calling.
Well, they've been the same since the Bears beat up on them. So.
Oh, whatever.
So you watch the Bears this weekend?
Well, we'll see what happens this weekend.
Yeah. I see lost American hero, Dick Winters, died all that. HBO done a series on him, the Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died, I guess.
And yeah, I didn't. How old was he?
There. 93.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know how old he was.
American hero, but he didn't consider himself a hero.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but there's a good shows about him, the way HBO done it.
HBO does a good job on that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know, actually.
Yeah, real good.
I watch a lot of their I watch a lot of their documentaries. I watch I watch Real Sports. You know, I'm not a great Brian Gumbel fan, but I like the reporters that are on that. They do a good job with anything related to sports or entertainment or any of those documentary style things they do.
Well, so you can get all set for the Bears this weekend.
You were just going to rub that in my face until I concede. You're going to get set for the Bears. I mean, I don't have anything against the Bears, actually. But, you know, of course, I was disappointed that the Eagles did not move on. But, sure, I'll be watching. I watched all four games last time, and I'll be watching this time, too, yeah. And we've got nailed the score. Will I root for the Bears?
Yeah,
I would. You know what? I'm not going to root against the Bears. I wouldn't root against the Bears, no. I would probably. I've got a family in Chicago and friends from Chicago. My favorite cousin lives in Chicago, so not in honor of you, but in honor of him, I'm going to root for the Bears.
Well.
Because you rubbed my face in that whole Bears thing. Yes, I am picking the Bears. Are you happy?
Yes.
Okay.
Go out in Vegas, put your money on them.
There you go. Let's lose some more money. That's perfect. I love that advice. Thanks, Rick.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too. All right, believe it or not, I said we were going to lighten the load, so we do have time for birthdays. There's a long list of birthdays, and we used to do the birthday thing. It's always interesting to find out who's what age and who's turning another page and if it's something significant or not. And there are some well-known names, I believe, that some of you will recognize that are part of the birthday crew. And happy birthday to you if you are celebrating a birthday. But the list of birthdays include Kirstie Alley, who turns a big 60 years old. You know, her best days were when she was Cheers. When she was on Cheers, that was the best time, I think, for her. Howard Stern is a couple of years younger. He's 57 years old. 10 years younger than Stern, Jeff Bezos, you know who he is? The founder, CEO of Amazon.com, Rob Zombie. Do I need to say who Rob Zombie is? Heavy metal, hello, 45 years old. Oh, there's Lawrence. How many Lawrence brothers are there? Andy Lawrence is 23 years old. And Joe Frazier, 67 years old. If he were alive today, Charles Perrault, remember the fairy tales Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty? He created those. He would be 383 years old. Ooh, that's pretty old.